This is Henderson Pets Podcast, episode 206 for Wednesday, November 29th, 2016. This is
Brian. It just cracks me up every time. This is Lisa.
You know, one of these days, we're going to miss it because we're watching the video and we're jamming here.
Yeah.
I was watching it and I'm thinking, oh, I got to go back to the screen. I got to make sure to flip this over and turn the mic. We're gonna talk for 10 minutes and the chat is going to go nuts and they're going to say, the mic doesn't work. So here we are.
We love Jason.
Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday. Crazy Tuesday. That's what I'm calling it today. Whole goodness.
Yeah, it was a pretty nutty day. Productive, I think, but...
You know, it's not a bad thing when you spend 2.5 hours with your accountant and you leave happy. That's a pretty good day.
And he rips up your check, so that was pretty nice. Sorry you paid too much. I tried to sell him a Mont Blanc, though. In my defense, I was really trying to swap.
He's not done yet.
And actually, if he'd have taken the deal...
That's what he said in his email.
He would have been better off.
Yeah.
So,
lots of crazy stuff. Let's see, last time you tuned in, we had the parade party at the office, which was fun.
Yeah,
oh, my God. And
is that last week?
We talked
about it last week.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then we had the podcast on Wednesday. And next week, we're probably not going to do a Tuesday podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to mix it up again. We're going to have to do it on Wednesday. I know that's going to disappoint some people for something we'll talk about later. But
scheduling reasons because...
Because next week, I got a kind of a last-minute email today and a phone call from Brian Halzer, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing of Kenro Industries, which distribute Aurora, Montegrappa. They also have the new Conway Stewart, and they probably will have some say in Omos, I think, is what's going to happen. And they have a couple of watch brands. Brian is going to be in the area next Tuesday, and so we called and asked if he could stop on by, and of course we said yes.
Well, in the area, meaning Chicago.
Yeah,
he's going to drive 3 hours to come and see us, which is sweet.
It's when you live here, that's in the
area.
It's
close, yeah.
So we're excited about that. Brian's going to come. He's got a new Decali he wants to show us. Oversize, he says. So I thought the first one was big.
Size matters.
Size matters. I don't know if that means it's thicker or it can't be any longer. The previous version posted really long.
But nobody from Kenro has seen the store, so it'll be nice to give them a tour.
First trip for the New Yorkers.
Show them what we've done. Yeah, we go to see them every year.
Yeah, so maybe they'll bring us they're at the Rangers game tonight, so maybe they'll bring us a Rangers t-shirt.
There we go. Text them and say.
So anyway, that's going on Tuesday. If any of you folks are local and want to stop by the store, we'll have a better idea Tuesday morning if he's coming in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on his schedule. You want to come in and chat about what's going on with Aurora or Montegrappa, what the latest stuff is, or just talk about pens in general, do stop by, check out the blog, the mailer. We'll have information all there about what's going on with that. And I think it's gonna be a good time. We'll finally have some time where we can talk, that it's not in a rush at a show.
It's always either across either the Kenro table or our table in the middle of a show, or in Philly a couple years in a row we did breakfast, but you've got to try and get everything done and still get to the table in time to finish cleaning up, organizing, doing whatever you need to do before you open. So it'll be nice to have a little bit more of a relaxed time.
So, and Brian's a real nice guy, so definitely if you're in the area, stop by and you want to check it out. I'm interested to see what this Decali is. I didn't get a chance to hit him at the table in Columbus, so...
Mm-hmm.
I have one Montegrappa. I have one Montegrappa in my collection. That's it, and it's probably.
And you're looking to add another?
No. I tell you, I'm not.
You have your pens for the year.
Yes, I do. Pens for the year. Can I kiss you on the air? Because that'd be pretty awesome. The only Montegrappa I have, I stole, really.
Excuse me?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, I remember.
I bought it in Long Island at the Long Island Pen Show for $40. I think it was $40.
In a parts bag.
No, actually, it wasn't in a parts bag. It was as is.
But it was in a baggie.
No, it wasn't.
Thought it was.
No, it was in a binder.
Oh,
it was right. In a binder. $40, sterling silver, 18 karat broad nib, perfect, right up my alley. Beautiful condition. The only problem is there's one tiny little screw in the cap that wasn't there. So sent it to Monte Grappa. They put said tiny little screw in, and away we go. We didn't get it back till D.C., so actually it was...
So it's the one I'm thinking of. It was delivered to us in D.C., and we opened the box, and it was like the heavens opened up and the sun shone down. This thing was like mirror bright. It was. It had been cleaned and polished. It was better than beautiful.
Yeah, it was all, you know, it was sterling silver after it's been neglected for 10 years.
And it had a pattern. It wasn't smooth.
Yeah, it's got a little guilloche pattern on it. It's a real nice chevron pattern, I think. It's in the case.
Back. I remember when we opened the box, we were under a light, and it just...
Yeah, it was something else. Yeah. Well, the ironic thing was this beautiful pen was in a cheap cardboard box. I couldn't get over it, but I don't even know where the box is anymore. I think I threw the box out. But anyway, that's my Monte Grappa story. And you know, I've been thinking about it. I honestly have been thinking about that pen lately, and I should just get it out and
put it in your pocket.
I'll put it in my pocket on Tuesday. How about that? That'll work. So, but do you have? You sold off a couple of your Optimas, Aurora Optimas, but you still have the most important one in my opinion. The 75th anniversary.
It's gorgeous red. We bought from the One Man Pen Show, Sarge Minhas.
Yeah,
and.
I did it on the Sarge Minhas payment plan. I sent him money every week for like 3-4 weeks, and I'm like, oh, geez.
And then Brian took a video of me opening it, and in the video I yell at Sarge, and I yell at Brian. Awesome.
I got that video somewhere. I should whip that out this Christmas. But anyway, so.
Speaking of new, it's been a busy week.
It's Tuesday.
It's been a busy week since last week.
Just for your information,
Well, we had Thanksgiving.
And yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I mean, with Thanksgiving.
Hopefully, you're out there in viewer land. We hope that your Thanksgiving was good.
Viewer land,
listener land, whatever. Ours was uneventful, which is how we like most things.
Well, it was kind of eventful.
Well, it was. Our daughter and her boyfriend, who we love, came down to join us with our son. And our water heater had been acting funny for a while, slowly not getting as hot. So we texted, asked if Shane, since he works with HVAC, because they're the same, we thought maybe he might know something about water heaters, and he did.
He did.
So they arrived. Shane immediately went down to the basement. He and Brian decided to drain the water heater, which we'd never done.
Long story short,
it went relatively fine.
Oh, yeah,
there was no big flood.
It was fine. All right.
And the...
That was it.
Water,
that was all
water
she wrote.
Never got hot.
She gave
after
up.
That.
There was no more ink in the bottle, as they say.
So Friday morning we get up. It's cold showers. That's one way to wake up. And, scrambled to find somebody to come out. And we actually have a new plumber now who delivered the water heater, took away the old one, installed it. Said, don't bother wasting your time. Nobody ever plays with that. Don't touch anything if it's not broke. So that was our excitement on Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, thankfully Black Friday in Appleton retail is busy in the box stores, but most of the activity happens on Saturday, so it was okay to have an issue. But
because you left and came back.
I left. I worked from home, but Saturday was busy at the store. It was hopping. Sunday.
But we had hot water. So
we had hot water. Yeah. So anyway, here we are, and then new stuff has come in this week or in the last week, and it's pretty exciting. What do you want to start with? You want to start with first on the list here? I guess.
Let's start with the new Diamine Shimmertastic inks are in.
Look at this picture.
God, we love Jason and stuff.
He shook this bottle right before he took the picture, so you can see it's
swirling.
Yep.
He's so cool. So the Shimmertastic inks came in, really pretty colors. We had some advance samples of them so that we could do the swabs, put them in the ink comparison tool, have pictures up on the site of the swab colors. And at Pen Club last month, we got to sample these and play with them. And somebody was pretty excited about Shimmer ink.
I'm old school, right? And most people who meet me and who know me, you know, in the pen case back there, I have 95% are vintage and the remaining 5% are modern. And so I'm not as much into the inks as other people are. You know, I have a few favorites. I have one green I like, one brown, a couple of blues, and that's it. And we're at Pen Club, and we had, I don't know how many bottles of test samples did we have. We must have had 30 samples, maybe, including all the Shimmertastic. And boy, you know, if the Enchanted Ocean wasn't enchanting, it was.
You were pretty
excited.
It was
a nice blue gray silver shimmer to it, silver flakes. It was quite an attractive ink. He couldn't stop talking about it.
I'm
nice.
Just going to go there.
It was
he couldn't
nice.
Stop talking
Everybody
about
loved it.
It,
at least on my side of the table.
It was great.
You know, yeah. So
it's fine. I don't like shimmer, but.
Well, I know, but it was.
I'm just not a sparkly kind of girl.
Sparkly girl.
I just don't sparkle. No vampire.
The color was nice, though. I don't know. I'm actually, if I'm not, I'll have to take a look. I may put in a vanishing point or something.
Really?
I may. I've got a vanishing point I need to ink up. And if I decide I don't like it, I may still go toward that color ink because it's a really pretty blue gray. It's Enchanted Ocean. It's really something. So
look at you breaking out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I know.
How's that feel?
It'll last about 3 weeks and then I'll go back to Aurora Black or something.
Okay.
I don't know. So anyway, that's in. That's kind of fun.
Also, speaking of ink, we've all been waiting for quite a while. The Blackstone inks have been restocked. Keep in mind that while, yes, we all want inks and we want it now.
Sometimes it's beyond our control.
The Just Right company in Australia, amazing company to work with. But Kevin is kind of a one-man shop, and so... You know, you there are only so many hours in the day. So finally had some time to get the inks back in stock. And
these guys were awesome. So what was this? We started open the package over the weekend.
Great packaging. Everything's always packed.
Everything's
really
good,
safe.
Yeah.
And this was in there as a
little present.
Little present for stocking, for stuffing. I can't see.
Well, we can't quite show the whole thing.
It's an Australian flag towel.
Beach towel.
Yeah, it's a big beach towel.
It says Australia on the side.
Can't see it.
There it is.
Great, so we're going to use it for props, and not that we go to the beach, but that was really cool. We all had a lot of fun with it.
But what was the two most popular, Sydney Harbor Blue, and what was the other one was a blue too?
Barrier Reef Blue.
Barrier Reef. Two most popular, completely gone.
Yeah.
And so we're back. We're glad to have them back. And we're getting a little sparse on some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ink samples are being worked on as we speak. But that was exciting to see that package. What else? We have, you know, something exciting happened today.
Besides that?
Well, the one thing I'm going to show next.
I know, that's pretty
exciting. It is pretty exciting. And this sort of happened one day.
It's too big for me.
Well,
it's
sad. It's no smaller. It's no bigger than an Aurora Optima. Just don't post it.
All right. This is cool. I think I want one.
This came out rather quickly, and in a very limited sort. Not supposed to come out until January, but an early release meant that it was being released now, and full availability will be January. So we have a couple. This is the 1911. Large sailor in a white with gold trim, and it's not just a regular white.
No, it's really more of a pearlized ivory. If you're looking at the picture, it does pop out against the white background. It's really, really pretty.
The picture almost looks a little pinkish, but I think it's the reflection
not,
of the...
It's not really pink. It's a just a really pretty ivory. Not white, not tan, and with a slight, like, pearlescent sheen. Mm-hmm. It's really mm-hmm. pretty.
Yeah, and the early pictures from Japan made it look like it had rose gold trim, but it doesn't. Regular yellow gold trim, 21 carat, full-size nib, finer medium. We have literally just a few, and that's all we're going to get until January. In fact, we didn't even get the entire order.
Yep.
But it's a nice looking pen, and for those of you not familiar, the 1911 large line does not have a lot of options.
It's right nice now. To have something other than black.
You got black and rhodium, black and gold. If you're a lefty, you got an option for a maroon.
This is different.
Or you can get a Rialo, but that's it. There are no colors that are readily available. So this is super nice.
Yep.
Nice looking pen. Regular price, same as all the other 1911s. So.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Jessica in the chat's asking if we are going to do a sample package of the new Shimmertastic inks. We can work on getting that together. We should do some additional packages. That's on me.
Well, are we talking of all of them? I mean, there's...
Probably the new
21,
package.
Right?
No, probably the new.
Okay.
There's 22, I think.
Well, what if somebody wanted all 21, 22?
Well, we'll do two packages, old set, new set. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But Jessica, yeah, if you want something, email me.
Thanks for the
text
idea.
Text me.
We can certainly put that together.
Yep.
Jason would probably love to shoot that.
Oh, he would. He just loves excited. All that cool stuff.
What
else is new?
What else is new? What do we got on the list here? Oh, you know, and speaking of Sailor, I'm going to say this, and I don't normally like to do this. I don't.
Now you always yell at me when
I know, I know, but this is a little different.
Oh, because you're doing it?
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Normally, I don't like to talk about stuff until we actually get it.
Just in case there's a problem.
Just in case there's a problem, or it doesn't come, or whatever. I hate to be that way. But we got something coming in that's so special that.
Does it warrant the R word?
No, I don't think. I wouldn't say rare. It's special, and it really is truly special order. You just can't find it just anywhere. It would be safe to say you can't find this anywhere.
Well,
right now.
No, because it's in the box. Hey.
Cool.
All right.
Anyway, we're getting a couple of large packages from Sailor.
Those are my favorite kind.
I was hoping it was going to be tomorrow, but it looks like it may get to the U.S. from Japan tomorrow, which means we will have it probably not until next week, although one package may get here by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Some really, really special order Sailor. So nothing that you can get in the regular catalog. And what I'm talking about here, and there's so many unique, interesting things that it's something else. Pro Gear Slims, primarily. Metallic blue with rhodium trim.
I'm so excited.
I'm stoked to see that.
I'm so excited.
I think there was only, what, two or three in Japan.
Yeah.
We bought them all, yes. I think we bought every single one of them. No, there was more than that because there were two nib sizes and there was...
I don't know. We got a
bunch.
We spent a lot of money.
Metallic purple. So this is similar to, if I'm not mistaken... And we haven't seen any of these pens, so I can't really tell you, but I'm just going on what we know. Metallic purple with rhodium trim. So I think this is like...
The one I have.
Yes, yes. The
sparkly one.
Yeah, it's a LeMay kind of. It's got the sparkly on it. Like the blueberry, essentially, but with sparkle.
Yeah.
Now, is that not,
so cool.
Not outstanding?
I
That's
love
really
mine.
That was your anniversary present a couple years back.
Oh.
2 years back.
All right.
One of them, anyway.
I know.
And if most of you may know... Pro Gear Slims, at least in the United States, you can get them in any trim version you want as long as you want rhodium. How does white with gold strike you? So now we've got a little sister to the one we just showed you, black with gold, which I think would be outstanding, really nice,
mm-hmm.
classic-looking Pro Gear Slim. This one I have no idea what color it is. Persimmon with gold trim.
So it could be a red, could be an orange.
I think it's maybe a reddish orange. Because
we saw it listed as red in a couple places, it's got to be bright. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's all I know. We're excited.
Transparent green, which has been discontinued. There were a few left, and we grabbed them. And that green is a fantastic color. It's really unique. There's nothing else like it. I really wanted to keep the pro gear that we had. This is a slim, so it's too small for me. Ooh, but transparent green, rhodium trim. Last on the pro gear slim side, how about a transparent pro gear slim with rhodium trim? Clear. Okay. Wouldn't that be a fantastic pen? Yeah, we're getting those. How about these? 1911 large, transparent with either gold or rhodium trim on a 1911 large.
Like our tester set.
Those are pro gears, but these are 1911 larges, yeah.
But they're clear.
Yeah, transparent. Mm-hmm. And maroon, like I said before, you can get a maroon 1911 large as long as you want it in a Riella or if you're a lefty. How about a maroon with a regular nib? And save the best for last. Probably one of the most picked up pens on the table at a pen show. The Ebonite King of Pen. Mm. It's such a great pen. Gold trim with a regular nib. Now, most of the time these are equipped with Naginata Togi nibs.
These are regular nibs.
These are regular nibs. Regular hard medium, hard broad. Why is that great? That's great because the price is not as great as the Naginata Togi.
Great meaning steep.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit less, but still fantastic pen. Is bandless.
So an Ebonite King of Pen could be in somebody's hand for Christmas.
If I work my cards right, I could have an Ebonite King of Pen in my hands.
We'll see.
Well, I want the Riallo first, but anyway. Okay. So anyway, I don't normally talk about it, but they're going to be so cool because you can't get them.
They're going to go fast because I may take some. But we're excited to occasionally kind of stumble across things that they have in Japan. I don't know if they just find them in a box or how that works, but we don't care. When we get a list, we just buy it.
Yep. Because it's fun. We know a lot of you folks enjoy them as much as we do. And I have a 1911 large transparent with gold trim. It's a really stunning, stunning looking pen. So it's going to be exciting. All standard nibs. Those are coming. We might get the Ebonites the end of the week. The rest of it we might get next week. But keep your eye out. Many of them are very limited in quantity. I mean, only two nib options, three nib options, maybe only one or two pieces per nib option, and that's it. If there's a possibility for special order, it would be months and months and months and months and months. Yeah. So anyway, that's cool. That's coming.
And speaking of other cool stuff, Brian, I've been cracking the whip, and Brian's been down working on more vintage pens. So,
if you've been following, I've been doing some snorkels lately, and did I mention that? I don't remember if I mentioned this last week. I'm looking in the bottom of the box, and I'm just...
It's nuts when you just find good stuff.
Well, I've got a shoe box, right, and it's full of snorkels and touchdowns. And whenever we buy them, I put them in the box and then I'll get to them someday. And I'm looking through and I'm trying to find something different, a little unique, trying to mix up the offering. And I come across a black, which I realize is not unique, a black Sentinel touchdown. And the Sentinel is the one that has the two-tone metal cap. So it's got the gold band and the gold clip. Really, really a stunning, stunning looking pen. It has a 14-karat two-tone Triumph nib, and I take the cap off and I look at it, and I'd be darned if it wasn't a stub nib, and it's a broad stub too. It is
snow shovel.
It is something else, man. It's a fantastic, fantastic pen. That came up yesterday. I'm digging through the box and I found a lesser expensive a snorkel. Again, with the stub nib. So
is it the stub box?
I don't know.
When you and Eric sorted it?
I've never had a stub nib before. There they are.
Apparently you have two.
So anyway, those are on the bench. Actually, one of them is upstairs, is going to get shot tomorrow. And some cool sets and stuff. I'm digging the snorkels. If you don't have one, everybody needs one. They're just a fun pen. Lisa can't figure out how to get them to work.
I can't. I freely admit that.
They'll squirt water 6 feet across the room. It's
I can do that.
So anyway, that's coming out. You kind of keep on that, Justin. It's trying to get it out every day. But it's that stub nib is... If nothing else...
You can't keep it.
I know. If nothing else, check it out because it's you don't see them very often. It'll be... Jason will take a great picture. What a fantastic, fantastic pen it is. Yeah. It's really a piece of history. So, what else we got going on?
Appleton Pen Club. Ooh. The last meeting of the year is Thursday, December 15th. And the theme is kind of closing out the year with your favorite ink and pen. Bring it. Share it. We'll have a good time. And I think we're doing a tour of the administrative offices.
I'm glad
crap,
I read
that means we have to clean.
I'm glad I read the flyer because I I didn't know that this was going on. And all of a sudden, look where the address is wrong. So,
well, a couple of people apparently had asked about the offices. And so Kim said, well, we can go upstairs. So that means I have to clean my desk. Oh, my God.
We'll have to get some chairs. I mean, it might be. Well, we'll figure it out. But yeah. Maybe we'll get that table from Joe.
We'll go out in the hallway.
Yeah. All right. So if you're in the area, you know, Appleton Pen Club is picking
up.
We got some regulars. We got new people coming. You know, and I don't care if all you have is a preppy and a varsity, you should come because
it's a fun group of like-minded people. We have a good time. It's a good mix of experienced and newbie.
It doesn't matter what you have or you don't have. If you don't even have a fountain pen, come because we're all like-minded individuals. Nobody is going to look down on anybody because you know they only have a Metropolitan
there's a lot of pen sharing and passing pens around. Check out my new pen. You got to try it.
Yeah.
It's just a really wonderful group. We're very lucky.
Yeah. You know, and by all means, if you got pens, bring them. If you got, you know, whatever. And if you can't come to the Appleton meeting, but you got a pen club near you, go. Don't be afraid. Call up the organizer.
It's a good time.
And go. It's like a mini pen show. It really is. And we always say you got to go to a pen show because it's not about the pens, it's about the people, and this is the same deal, really. So,
this is cool.
Yes. So some of you have already participated the third anniversary contest that we've had going on social media. You know, I got to give props to our social media folks, Eric and Kim, for coming up with the idea. I think it was a great idea. Thanking small business as a way to kind of celebrate our third anniversary. The anniversary contest deadline is tomorrow at midnight Central Time.
So you still have time to participate.
Yep. And all you're going to do is write a thank you note to a local small business. It doesn't have to be a pen store. It can be your pizza joint, your
coffee shop,
whatever. Yeah. Take a picture
of the letter.
Tag us. Full details on the blog. But you have the chance to win a really outstanding pen. It's Namiki Nippon Art.
Crazy beautiful.
You know, retail is $750 on this thing. Street price about $6.
That's $750.
Yeah, it's a great Maki-A over brass.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. But since it was our third anniversary of the brick and mortar store, not of the company, we wanted to, and we opened back in 2013 on Small Business Saturday. We wanted to tie that in somehow with the contest, and most people have a favorite small business, whether it's your coffee shop, your dry cleaner.
Can I write a letter to our coffee shop?
Dear Brood Awakenings, we love you.
Why didn't you have the chocolate today?
Because we went too late. Why? No, that's not really a thank you note. Thank you for not having the chocolate muffin.
I want to win my own prize. But apparently I'm not eligible. I don't know.
You know, there are so many small businesses that for most people are your version of Cheers. That's dating myself. But write them a letter, take a picture, And the most important thing, mail it.
Yeah.
Your mom and pop shop may know you by name. They may not. They may recognize you by your drink or whatever it is that you do with that establishment. But tell them how much you appreciate them, how much you enjoy what they offer to the community.
Yeah, they'd really, really appreciate that. And, you know, and unlike in the pen industry where getting a letter is not too uncommon, you know, I bet you your coffee shop doesn't get letters.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So.
Anyway, that's going on. Deadline tomorrow, midnight. Check out the blog for full details and make sure you get everything you need to do. We will announce the winner next week. On the podcast, and you can do multiple entries. So you can get two chances to win by doing Facebook or Instagram.
It's worth it.
Great pen. Also, AP Santa is still hanging out
at the store.
At the shop, yeah. And he's receiving lots of email. Also, details on the blog. Entries must be received by December 12th. And AP Santa will deliver an item or some items off of your Christmas list, a winner's Christmas list, just in time for Christmas. You know, there's been some, Santa has been sharing with me.
Yep.
There's been some good letters coming in. So,
yeah.
Again, must be received by December 12th. It's a traditional mail-in contest. So.
Apparently a lot of people like the Visconti Homo Sapiens and they'd like to get one for Christmas.
Yeah, I wish we could get them because there are none to be had, actually. Yep.
So that's about it. The podcast will be again next Wednesday because of the visit from Brian Hulzer at Kenroe. And we'll be able to tell you all about that and whatever else has come in or happened during the week.
Yeah. So if you're in the area, do stop by the store. Meet Brian. He would love to see you, chat about pens. Super nice guy. And that's it.
I think that's about it.
Okay.
All right. So follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Benz. And ignore Brian.
Good night, everyone.